when we, most people think about Osh, they think about the conflicts. Even before 2010, of course, they thought about 1990. I wanted to tell a story that a city like Osh and its people are a lot more than just about one event or now two events. That they live everyday lives and they have hopes and aspirations. And if we look at those closely, we learn a lot about what is happening in Central Asia more broadly, about trends in the economy, in politics, and how Central Asia fits into the world more broadly. And many important issues of broad concern you can get by getting to know the people of Osh. Kyrgyz, Uzbek, Russian, all ethnicities. And the city is so interesting in many ways, historically, economically, and it's so important that letting Osh tell its own story, I thought was very important, so that we don't see it only through one lens, that of conflict. Because I think ultimately the people of Osh don't want to be seen as that place where we have troubles, but they want to be seen as just people who are living their lives and trying to improve their lives. I see in the very beginning of the book that even though we had two terrible events happening within 20 years, exactly 20 years apart, that the book actually is very optimistic. Let me tell you why it's optimistic. It shows a population. It's focused on the Uzbek population in Osh, not because I'm taking sides. I want to be clear that I do not take any sides about any political issue in this. I'm only a scholar trying to tell the world about something very important happening in Central Asia. What I show is that the Uzbek community there has worked very, very hard to build lives from 1990 until 2010. Many people had very optimistic views of the future. They knew that it's very difficult in many ways to live in Osh, to struggle through the economic conditions and political conditions. But more and more people were, before 2010, optimistic about the prospect of building good lives in Osh as citizens of Kyrgyzstan. And I found that very interesting, that starting from about 2000s, after 2000, there were Uzbeks in Osh saying, I am very happy to be a citizen of Kyrgyzstan. I cannot speak about sort of what the trend is right now. I do think that whatever trends start taking place for the Uzbek community in Osh, in southern Kyrgyzstan, it will take time. It will take much time to rebuild. Of course, all the people I met there, Kyrgyz, Uzbek, and other ethnicities, were so welcoming to me, and I am grateful. I say in the book, I acknowledge with great gratitude all the people of Osh, and it's a city I came to love because they made it. They helped me feel that I belong there, and I am a cultural anthropologist. I tell them I'm an ethnographer, which is what cultural anthropology is. It's a different term for it. And one of the things I think I benefited from Soviet education is that everybody knows what ethnography is. And so I tell them I'm there to study their customs, because in the United States, very few people understand about Central Asia or about Uzbeks or Kyrgyz or Central Asians. And I need to write a book that will tell them about it. And people are very, very helpful. And so, in that sense, I found it very, very, very easy to do work. Yes, yes, yes. And so, I promise, and I was able to write this book, and I hope, and I'm reaching a lot of students in English about life in Central Asia, and I think I hope to be able to convey the richness of the culture, the language, the history of Central Asia through this book. That is my first goal.